The resurrection of Jesus and his appearing changed everything for Mary. And what she learned was that even with the cuts and creases and folds, if she was in the hand of her master creator, she could be useful. Let's pause for a moment. Don't think badly about the fact that she didn't come to faith right away and believe that Jesus had been resurrected at the tomb. If you're here this morning at Peace Lutheran for Easter or online, it's okay to examine. It's okay to seek after evidence. It's okay to be a tad skeptical. That is not a sin. Guess what? John and Peter were skeptical as they looked into the empty tomb. The Greek word there for looking usually is blepo. That just means to take a glance. That's not the word that's used here. In Greek, it's theoreo. They were examining for evidence to see if Jesus had been taken away, perhaps. What had happened to him? There was good reason for evidence, my friends. Decades before Jesus was raised from the dead, you see, there were impersonators around Jerusalem who claimed to be Messiah, one by the name of Bar Kochba. And what happened was, the thought was with these false messiahs is they had an uprising, they had a following, they died. People sought after to see if they had been resurrected. None of them had been, and the movement kind of fizzled. Would Jesus just be another one of those fake messiahs? Evidence was needed. Evidence was needed because no one at this time believed this. This is wild. No one believed in the first century that one person could be raised from the dead. That didn't exist. No one thought that. Most people thought that there wasn't any life after death in the first century. There were a few people, and actually the Pharisees believed this. There were a few people, the Pharisees, that believed there would be a resurrection, but on the last day, a general resurrection. But you see, no one believed one person could be raised from the dead. Evidence was needed. Again, if you're a skeptic, if you need evidence, if you need to examine, don't stay away from church. It's not a sin. It's okay. John, Mary, and Peter, they were all in that same position here in John chapter 20. But here's the truth. The evidence. It's there. Not just the empty tomb, but it's really that Jesus appeared. He had a conversation with Mary. He gave her instructions. He called her out by name. And then in our text read by Carol from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it lists these other appearances of Jesus. Let's go through them just for a second. He appeared to the two disciples on the journey to Emmaus. He appeared to the disciples without Thomas. He appeared to the disciples with Thomas. He then appeared to over 500 people. There's the evidence that we need. And that's why today, be ready for it, that's why today we can confidently say, Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
There you go. Only one more. This is a matter of importance, my friends. It's not just one doctrine of 500 in the Christian church. It's not on par with all the other doctrines. The foundation of the church is on this teaching that Jesus rose from the dead. And what that means is that if God can raise Jesus from the dead, so also he's the firstborn, so also can he raise numerous others who follow him. And even better yet, what it means is that our lives are in the hands of the Master Creator. He holds us in life and gives us our first breath. He holds us in death. And even the creases and folds and cuts in life, he will put them all together. The losses, the hurts, the pains, the setbacks, even death itself, Jesus can put it all back together and make us useful for him now and for all eternity. Let Easter move you if you're feeling useless. Let Easter move you from useless to useful.